encountering a thunderstorm get a little bit better. Scattered storms around and highs in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome in. It's 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. Well, Young Americans by David Bowie. You know, it's fascinating to me, these European people like Kim Wilde and David Bowie writing songs about young Americans.
I wonder why.
Kids in America. Because we set the agenda for the world. United States is the greatest place to ever live. I was talking at the end of the last hour, and I want to finish the thought about the people who came to the United States. Why we are innately and inherently better than people in Europe, better than people in Africa, better than people in Asia, better than people in Australia, better than people than anywhere else in the world. The United States has a better class of citizen, a better person. There's a reason we're able to control ourselves and have freedoms that they don't have. There's a reason they go running scared like little sissies to hand over their freedoms every 5 minutes. And we have a little bit of that infected here in the United States. Don't get me wrong. But generally speaking, we are better than everyone else. Because the people who boarded the boats to come over here thought they might die, but they did it anyway. They wanted to seek a better life. And they got over here, and what they found was a harsh terrain. What they found was harsh winter, harsh summer. What they found was a group of natives that largely didn't want them moving west. You stay on the coast, we'll leave you alone. You keep moving west, we'll kill you. We have people in this country who got on covered wagons in St. Louis and kept going until they got to the Pacific Ocean with no development and hostile Indian forces the entire way. They crossed the friggin' Rockies in a wagon with wooden wheels.
And then sometimes they'd like try to take a shortcut and get caught in the Donner Pass. Why is it called the Donner Pass, Baron?
Because they ate each other.
Because they died there.
All right, folks. We're better than they are. They would leave St. Louis with no food and no water. Mostly. Maybe a little coffee and tobacco if they were lucky. And then shoot and find water. Shoot food and find water on the way. You have people in Europe who were too scared to get on the boat. That's the descendants that are left in Europe. People that were too scared to get on the boat and come over here. They were too scared to come to a place where there was a 4 in 10 chance you'd die in the first 3 years.
Well?
They were too scared to get on the boat and realize, wait a minute, I would have to make my own life. I would have to create my own way of eating. I would have to get up and make new friends. I can go up in society, but I can also go down. I might starve to death or get kicked out of the camp. That's who's still in Europe, the descendants of those people. People in America are the descendants of the people who decided, you know what, it's worth it, let's risk it, let's go. No, there are no roads and bridges in America yet. No, there are no hospitals and universities in America yet. No, we don't even know that there's a doctor in the building. We don't know what's over there. But we'd rather take a shot at freedom, liberty, and our own strength and see if we can make it ourselves than stay over here and be condemned to live and die with no opportunity for upward mobility, no opportunity for failure. It was a very socialist construct, a very socialist type of system that they were in. And they got over here and it was very much a free market system, barter and trade. There was no money. It was barter and trade for the most of it. You got chicken eggs? Great. I got a piece of cow meat. I got two horses. You got a goat I can borrow? It was barter and trade. I made this piece of metal. I'm a blacksmith. I made this piece of metal and it's going to help you on your farming trade. Can I get some corn? We're better than they are. Don't feel guilty tomorrow when you celebrate Independence Day. Yes, our country was stained with sin from its infancy. Slavery was an important part of the early part of the United States, and it's something we can't run from. But the ideals of freedom embedded in the United States Constitution and in the American psyche led to the abolition of slavery within 100 years of its founding. Within four generations, there was no slavery. And yes, it took a few more generations to finally acclimate to the idea that former slaves had property rights and voting rights and citizenship rights as well. We're not perfect, but we are better than they are. So when you celebrate Independence Day tomorrow, understand you're celebrating the greatness of America, the greatness of Americans, those who came before and those who came after. Don't be afraid of the Betsy Ross flag from 1776, like Colin Kaepernick. Don't be afraid of the Betsy Ross flag, because while there were slaves under the Betsy Ross flag, there was also the seeds and kindling of freedom. And it grew into a mighty bush of freedom. It roared into a mighty fire, which set a lot of people free, not just in the United States, but around the world. The United States now leads the way. We are the moral beacon of truth and freedom around the world. People look to the United States for answers. They look to the United States to save their asses when they get in trouble. We mentioned NATO earlier. NATO's not NATO. NATO is the United States Army. NATO is the United States Army protecting Europe, which we've done now for over 100 years. We did it in World War I. We did it in World War II. And now we're doing it in perpetuity, I guess. The United States is the reason there's freedom around the world, at all. And the entire world's not free, but we're the reason there's any freedom around the world. Because there wouldn't be. Who would have repelled the advance of communism around the world. But for the United States, nobody. England wasn't going to do it. Germany wasn't going to do it. Italy wasn't going to do it. France sure as hell wasn't going to do it. The United States did it. Who saved Europe from fascist hell? Frankly, socialist fascist hell. It was the United States. Ironically, in combination with the Soviet Union. England couldn't do it. Germany was the perpetrator. France sure as hell couldn't do it. Poland's army lasted about 5 minutes.
Well?
Austria didn't even put up a fight. The Anschluss lasted 12 hours.
Sure, sure, sure. We're part of you now.
And then they took a plebiscite and they voted like 98% to join Germany. The United States is better than other places. We are better than other people. Take pride in that. Don't run from it. Don't be embarrassed of it. Don't be fearful of it. Yeah, we have more affluence and more goods. It's because we're better. Because we have a better system and better people to uphold that system. We had a better founding. We have a better constitution. We have a better system of laws. There's no better place on earth to live than here. Anytime somebody says they want to go to Canada if somebody wins an election, they're admitting they're a racist because they're saying they don't want to go to Mexico. I mean, we share a border with Mexico, too, and most of them live closer to Mexico because they're in Los Angeles. But they don't want to go to Mexico to be around brown people. They want to go to Canada to be around white people. So don't listen to those people. They are who we say they are, to quote Dennis Green. But it's a great place you have to live here. You should be damn proud of it. You should wake up every day and get on your knees and kiss the ground and thank God you're born in this country and you live in this country. And you should, frankly, get on the computer, go to DonaldJTrump.com and donate $3, $4, $5 a month on a recurring monthly donation to the President of the United States campaign reelection efforts, which will take place in about 18 months. You should do your part to make sure he has the resources necessary to win. Because I promise you, the great America you know and love, the one we're talking about today, is not the America Bernie Sanders or Kamala Harris or Elizabeth Warren want. And it's not the America Joe Biden wants. It's not the America the globalists and corporatists want. And there's only one person out there right now fighting for the America you know and love. And he cannot do it alone. He absolutely cannot do it alone. And you can spare a double filet of fish a month. Get on there and give them $3. $3 a month. Recurring donation. If you can spare more, give him more. If you can spare 10, give him 10. Some of you are wealthy. You can give $20, $25 a month from here on out. Do it. Do it. Some of you are uber wealthy and you can spare $500 a month until you hit your maximum. Do it.
And then you can max the RNC. We can give a total, you know, $30,000 or something.
Yeah. I mean,
if you do it right.
If you do it right. But I'm saying,
give more than that.
There's only one person that wants the United States we're talking about. There's only one person running for office who understands the greatness of America and why it's great and wants to repel the people who are trying to destroy this place. You know, every single Democrat that's running, basically every single one, wants open borders. The people coming here now are not the same people that came here 200 years ago, 250 years ago. There's no threat of death now. There's not a 40% chance of dying in the next 3 years. It's not the same type of people. They're walking in now to a welfare state with free education, free health care, paid for by you, by the way. Joe Hubbard, my former law partner and good friend, has gone completely bananas on Facebook over this immigration thing. Completely bananas. And I watch it, and I say, you're not the same Joe Hubbard I knew. Now, he's in seminary. He's going to be a priest with the Episcopal Church. But he writes all these things about immigration and how we owe a duty, I guess, to accept anybody and everybody in the world who wants to come here. So you know what? They're late. Their descendants should have come here 5, 6, 8 generations ago. They're late. Now, you got to come in a systematic, orderly fashion. Because it's not the same place. I will open the borders if we will do away with all welfare benefits. I will be happy to open the borders. If we do away with all welfare benefits, let's open the borders and do away with it. We don't need them. Because only the best of the best will show up. Only the best will show up if we open the borders, but we don't have a welfare state. Because they know there's no free education. There's no free health care. There's no Social Security. There's no sanctuary cities. And that if you show up, you get to work or you die. That was the message of the people who came here that you're related to 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 generations ago that's been here. My first relative got here in 1630. I've been able to track it. The Coleman family showed up in 1687. Jacob Coleman the first. His son, Jacob Coleman II, spawned Jacob Coleman III, who fought in the Revolutionary War for New Jersey. The Coleman name's been alive and well since. My grandmother, Helen Shively, her first ancestor, got here in 1630. The Shively name showed up in 1659 or something. There was nothing here. There was nothing here. In 1630, there were fewer than 10,000 people here.
There's nothing here then. Well,
my ancestor, cool story, got traded to the Indians for 2 years, and they traded some Indian kids. He was a kid. He was like 14. They traded him to the Indians for 2 years, and the Indians traded some of their kids to the whites for 2 years, and they learned the language and culture, and then they got together, and they were the ambassadors helping try to...
That's pretty smart.
It's a really smart deal.
Yeah.
There was nothing here. You showed up, and you worked, and you ate, or you died.
Yeah.
And if you want to go back to that, I'll be happy to open the borders. But we're not going to come over here, create the best civilization, the best society the world's ever known, then open the borders and let everybody else wreck it in 20 years. Because that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. We'll take your phone calls on the other side of the break. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Several people have called and dropped. Somebody else hung on. I'll get to you on the other side of the break. It's 19 minutes after 10 o'clock. I hate to get so jingoistic, but damn it. We'll be back.
Bushy blonde hair, surfing USA. You'll catch him surfing at Nassau. Inside, outside, Ventura County line. Inside, outside, USA.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender. All right, guys, welcome back in the News and Views. It is 22 minutes after 10 o'clock. This is back when Miley was cute. Then she got all nasty.
Well,
the greatest country in God's green earth, friends. Don't let it go away. 22 minutes after 10 o'clock, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. If you have not had the opportunity to meet Tom or Augustine Duncan, please, by all means, if you ever need tree service at all, call them. Call them. They're absolutely incredible people. They are basically titans of the industry. They're taking it by storm. They've been in the tree service industry for 10 or 15 plus years now. And really, really good people. Really good, honest people, honorable people. I talked to other people in the tree service industry, and they said, look, man, we don't love bragging on our competitors, obviously, but they're good people. They're good people. And I agree. I've had them do some work at my house, Tom and Augustine Duncan, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. You can find them on Facebook, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Just check it out on your search window there on Facebook, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Or you can call them directly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They have emergency tree service. So if you get a storm down the middle of the night and say, oh, Marge, what are we going to do? Call Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 328-2484, 328-2484. Chippewa Charm Tree Service on Facebook, or call them, 328-2484. Bud, you're on the air.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, if we can get four more years of Trump, we have the potential to turn back the clock on this country 60, 70 years, all for the better. And
well, I don't want to say turn the clock back on this country, because there have been a lot of great advancements the last 60 or 70 years, including things like civil rights for minorities. Well, but I would say this. We can turn the clock back on globalist corporatist influence over this country by 60 or 70 years.
What I was referring to was individual freedoms.
Yeah, I mean, the impingement on individual freedom, sure.
The opportunity, four more years, to completely reshape the judiciary. I mean, he's done an amazing job in 2.5 years already.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitch McConnell obviously has a lot to do with that.
Mitch McConnell's a hero on the courts, to be honest with you. He kept a lot of district courts and circuit courts and, of course, that Supreme Court seat open for basically the duration of Obama's last 2 to 4 years of his presidency. Mitch McConnell... I noticed that Trump has nominated Austin Huffaker, a fine lawyer, great human being here in Montgomery, to sit on the Middle District Court for the United States, right here in the state of Alabama. He had Emily Marks up there, Andrew Brasher's on there. My friend Corey Mays, who I played basketball with for years, is now an appellate judge, 11th Circuit appellate judge. Great, great decisions, every single one of them. These are conservatives. These are honest people, honorable people, and they'll be able to serve for 3 or 4 decades each. And he's done it all over the country. These are just the ones we know of personally, but he's done it all over the country.
True. A couple weeks ago, you were talking about going to the Trump and setting up the monthly reoccurring.
Yeah.
And I did. And because
everybody
I realized...
Everybody should.
It makes a huge difference. I mean, he just... $105 million, I believe.
Yeah, $120, I think.
Is what he did. There's only one negative when I did that.
What?
I now started getting so many spam mails.
You can opt out.
I know.
Yeah, you can.
And I do. I unsubscribe and block them.
Yeah, you know what? Just consider it like consider it firing bullets from your rifle against corporatism and globalism. You know?
Absolutely. Y'all have a blessed
Appreciate
holiday.
It. Yeah,
thanks,
sir.
You too, buddy. Be safe.
I mean, if saving the Republic is as easy as unsubscribing from a few annoying emails, that's fine. That's fine. And you know what? You can set up your email filters to filter through some of that.
Or you can just give them like a different email.
Fake
you
email.
Don't check.
You know, have you ever done a 10-minute email?
Hmm?
It's the best website ever. You Google 10-minute email. There's an email, and you got 10 minutes to use that email address. It'll give you an inbox. You can go check it. And then you can sign up for whatever junk thing, whatever free presentation or anything you need, and you can verify your email, and then the email address goes away. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. Bill.
Oh, hey. Good morning.
Hey.
I've been in and out of the car, so I've been catching you. Let's talk about July the 4th, Independence Day. I'd just like to give everybody a few facts that they're probably not aware of. You know, only one-third of the American population supported the revolution.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, and the other third was actually opposed to it, and right. Then we had probably a third that just didn't care either way. But, you know, these people, they were basically kicked off because they didn't feel like they were being treated like Englishmen should be treated.
Correct.
Yeah. And another thing is, George Washington never defeated the British in any battle. I guess you could, unless you figured in maybe Trenton, but, you know, of all the American generals, he had the least amount of victories, but it was his persona that kind of kept everybody together, especially at Valley Forge and even two winners that were even worse at Morristown, New Jersey. The other thing is, we wouldn't have won the war without the French. You know, it was the French fleet that bottled up the British there at Yorktown. And another thing is, you know, even after the peace treaty was signed, the British were still occupying New York and Boston. It was, you know, it wasn't like everybody just packed up their bags and left. It was, you know, it took a number of months to get the Brits actually out of the country. Of course, it took a long time for everybody to get the word that, you know, that the war was over. But anyway, thanks be to God, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I've always, you know, George Washington was no doubt one of the greatest Americans. And they even had I don't know if y'all talked about the Newburgh conspiracy after Yorktown. The American officers all got together, and of course, you know what they were thinking about. They were saying, well, the war is over. What's going to happen to us? And they came up with the idea that, you know, Washington shows up, and they were, they were thinking like European revolution. That after the revolution's over, who's the king? You know, yeah, who's the general in charge? And so, you know, Washington shows up and got everybody's sympathy. They actually had, you know, people who wanted to make George Washington the king.
Right.
You know, but anyway, I enjoy your program, you know. I hope everybody has a good fourth.
But he said that, you know, why do we fight against the king to just make another king? Do you know why George Washington had that kind of cachet, though, Baron?
Tall.
Taller than everybody else. He walked in like, hi, I'm in charge.
He was 6'4" at a time when the average American male was 5'3".
Hi, everybody. I'm in charge.
Yeah. I mean, he literally was 13 inches taller than the average person.
Well?
So the average American male now is 5'9". Mm-hmm. That would be like George Washington being 7 feet tall.
Right.
Or 6'10".
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's big.
Yeah.
He walks in, and he was a good-looking guy.
It's you know?
Like Dave.
I mean, it's like being 6'8".
Yeah. Auburn House Wash.
Great looking.
826 Wash. 826 Wash. AuburnHouseWash.com. AuburnHouseWash.com. So, guys, I just got to tell you, I do a little running in the morning through my neighborhood, and I was running this morning, and I was looking at all the houses, and I thought, you know what? Auburn House Wash would have a field day in this neighborhood. And it's a relatively new neighborhood. I mean, it's only been built in the last 7-8 years. Auburn House Wash would have a field day in that neighborhood. A lot of the rooftops needed a little treatment. A lot of the, especially down at the base on the north side, mm-hmm. where you get the rain and the splatter, but you don't get the sun to dry it out. You get that moldy, mossy gunk over there. Auburn House Wash can take care of all that. They have a proprietary low-pressure system, so they don't damage the mortar. They don't damage the tiles on the roof. They don't damage around the windows or anything. They got a proprietary low-pressure system. It's beautiful. And they can clean your decks, your driveway, your walkways, your patio, your house, your roof, under the eaves, above the eaves. They can do it all. Auburn House Wash, absolutely amazing. 826-WASH, 826-WASH, AuburnHouseWash.com, or find them on Facebook for those before and after pictures. Really impressive stuff.
liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As we approach this 4th of July holiday weekend, looks like we'll be dealing with some dangerous heat. For today and the 4th of July, we'll lump it together. Very hot both days, high 96, 97, somewhere in there. Heat index near the 105 danger range, maybe even higher. There'll be some spotty random storms around. Some towns will get lucky. Many, many towns will get skipped, though. Watch out for dangerous lightning. In fact, lightning injuries and deaths peak on the 4th of July. Otherwise, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the odds of encountering a thunderstorm get a little bit better. Scattered storms around and highs in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Fox Business Network, factories were not as busy in May. Orders declined 0.7%. It's the second straight decline and third in the last 4 months. However, non-manufacturing business picked up last month. The nation's purchasing managers say the service sector was growing in June. The report says general conditions are steady, not increasing or going down. Ford is reporting encouraging signs in its spring quarter. Car sales slipped as it transitions out of cars into trucks, and overall sales declined 4%. However, total pickup sales increased 7%. Canopy Growth shares are skidding, down more than 3.5% after the cannabis company said its CEO, Bruce Linton, is leaving the company. Linton says he was terminated. Canopy reported disappointing marijuana sales last month. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month's supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
All right, guys, welcome back in. Back at home. Someone tried to sabotage me, Dave, right then.
Seriously.
They wanted me to stink all day.
Nope.
It doesn't last.
Essentially an assassination attempt.
Rick Peters the other day sprayed me with some girly spray. Because he was smelling it, and I said, I don't like smells. I don't like this. Any smells anywhere near me. Sprayed me, and I was like, great. I'm not going to go home and smell like this. But it smelled. I don't like smells. And I was looking for a paper towel to wipe my hands, and they didn't have any up here, and that's very unusual. And so Seth Spotlow reaches in his bag, grabs a baby wipe, and I looked at it suspectly. I said, does it smell? And he smelled. He's like, I don't think so. I said, is it scented? He said, I don't think so. Maybe very lightly. I smelled it. It burned the inside of my nose. My nose hairs singed. How can you not smell that?
It doesn't smell that much.
Oh,
light.
That is nothing light about that. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228 is the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here, joined by Seth Spotlow for a portion of the 10 o'clock hour. Who's this?
Charles Hollis.
Hollis, comma Charles. How are you, sir?
Doing just fine, sir. How are you?
Doing better now that you've called.
Okay. I don't like scents either.
Yeah, you big dollar bills guy.
Okay. I buy that. You was talking about George Washington before the break there.
Yeah.
Said he lost a lot of battles, but he won the war. And guess what he did?
What?
He trumped on.
Well, I tend to agree.
Yeah. How's Omar doing?
Who is Omar?
Out in Minnesota.
Oh, Ilhan Omar?
Yeah.
I guess she's all right. She's in the greatest country on God's green earth.
Trump on. Had you heard that she and her brother did it?
I was going to say, is that the one that's married to her brother?
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah. Guess what they did?
What's that?
They trumped on.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, they filed income tax together.
Yeah.
Brother and sister, his husband and wife.
Yeah, she married her brother so her brother could get a green card.
Okay.
And then she divorced him and started filing income taxes illegally as married to another man that she wasn't married to.
Could she do that?
She did it. What can she do? She did it.
She should be facing criminal charges. Seth, if you or I did that, we would be in under the prison.
Oh, yeah.
But she's a Muslim.
Be all over the news.
She's a Muslim. She's female. She's in Congress. She doesn't have... The rules don't apply to her.
You 5 months pregnant and you start a fight in a parking lot.
Yeah, that's a tough story.
It is. Anyway, I just call and tell everybody, Trump on.
Are you... And then I want to hear your thoughts on that. On the 5 month pregnant girl starting a fight in the parking lot. You think she should be charged?
What the Democrats do don't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't shock me. If she started the fight, yes, she should be charged for whatever the term is.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But she started it. Anyway, people, Trump on.
Yeah. Don't, if you're 5 months pregnant, ladies, don't start a fight.
She lived, but the baby died, right?
Yeah.
Man.
She got shot in the bell.
Yeah.
That's a tragic story.
It's so sad. It really is.
Tragic story, but yeah, whatever. I'll be honest with you. This is going to be the worst thing I've ever
said. What you rub on rubs off, so don't rub on trash.
Well, this may be the worst thing I'm ever going to say. But if your mom is 5 months pregnant and is ghetto enough to go starting a fight with a woman that's a gun, you're probably mercifully in heaven and don't have to live with that woman.
Oh, you're so right.
I know I'm right. And everyone else in the audience was thinking it. I'm the only one with the balls to say it.
Oh.
Tom.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about the guy that called a few minutes ago talking about Yorktown and all that, the end
of
the war.
Yeah,
I was maybe I'm wrong, but I was taught that the Battle of New Orleans was actually the end of the war. They just didn't get the word.
That's 1812. Yorktown. No, it's 1812. Battle of New Orleans in 1814. We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson on the mighty Mississippi. Different war. Same opponent, different war. Same result.
Yeah, okay, we beat their ass.
Yeah, we sure did. And the other one was something about the 4th of July. Did you ever see the movie Independence Day at the very end when he says, "We will not go quietly into the night"?
Right.
You talking about the one with Will Smith?
Where he got the speech just before the final battle.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting if you thought you might want to play it or anything.
Bill Pullman?
Yeah.
That's who the president was in that movie, yeah. We'll not go quietly into the good night. Rage against the dying of the light.
Yes, sir.
That's poetry. Literally.
Yeah. Man, you're like a history book over there.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good 4th of July. Yeah, I mean, America during that time, Baron, was basically the Ric Flair of the world. I mean, say
woo!
same opponent. Same result. You see this belt? Costs more than the house than you're living in.
Ooh.
They tried to burn the White House down.
Yeah.
Did he care? No.
They did. No, they didn't try. They didn't burn the White House down.
They burn a significant portion of it.
Well, they lit it on fire.
Dolly Madison saved
a bunch of
stuff.
If your house was on fire, what would you say?
Put it out.
Well, obviously put it out, but what would you say about it? Did your house get burned down?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I would say we had a fire unless my house got burnt down.
Yeah. My mom lost a couple limbs and a tree. And the way she described it was like the whole tree split in half. The we don't have any trees in our front yard anymore. I was expecting just chaos. And I got a picture and I was like, oh, a limb fell down.
Speaking of Ric Flair, do you what kind of boots you got on today?
Just regular calfskin boots.
Oh, okay.
You like those?
That.
You like that? They're kind of worn.
Yeah.
They're not new.
Okay, I got a pair at the house. I'll have to
like
wear
that?
One day. Yeah.
They look just like that?
They don't look just like that. They got the little pointy toe.
Oh, that's fine.
We're going to have boot day.
I got some pointy toe boots.
Oh, man. It makes me feel like I walk with a purpose.
Correct.
Because every step is
I remember the very first pair of cowboy boots I bought. I was like, oh, so I'm God now.
Yeah.
Like, somebody please say the wrong thing to me.
Yeah,
I will stomp a mud hole in you.
Yeah, and I got
dry.
A pointy toe. I will kick you in the face.
Yeah, I have a couple of those pairs of boots that you can kill a roach in the corner.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
With that pointy toe. But you don't walk in boots.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
You strut with a smoldering hot strut.
And being 6'1", I just became 6'3".
Yeah, I mean, it adds an inch.
Being 6'8", I'm 7 feet tall.
It adds an inch, easy. Easy.
Man.
So there's nothing wrong with cowboy boots. I wear them every day.
Oh, when I do wear them, you'll hear me coming up those steps.
I actually have a pair of, the pair that I have now, is they're low-heeled ropers, so I'm not, like, bumping my head on doors.
Doesn't that already happen?
Well.
He takes his to Cloverdale Shoe Guy and gets half of the heel shaved off.
Yeah.
No, cowboy boots are, I explained this to my wife the other day. It's not a shoe. It's an extension of the foot.
Yes, exactly.
You don't have to tie it.
Put it on
over time.
There.
Over time that you wear it, your foot melds into the sole.
Correct.
And the top part melds onto the top of your foot. You don't even know it's there.
Yeah.
You just know you walk like you're ready to kill a man.
Oh yeah.
Anytime. And I might.
Every step matters.
I'm mosey. I don't walk that mosey.
With your hands and your thumbs in your toe.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's just part of it.
Mm.
I'm going to start voicing the possum liners.
We'll be right back.
Midtown Pizza Kitchen, speaking of places you mosey. I moseyed into Midtown Pizza Kitchen the other day with young Dave over here. And we both had the shrimp a la mode.
Mm.
We both had the side salad with gorgonzola and ranch dressing.
Mm.
We both had the breadsticks that come with it, complimentary. And it was incredible.
It was a lot of food.
It was a lot of food. It was an absolutely incredible time. My man, Will Gordon, over there, is a fantastic manager when he's on. Donovan Ivy over there does a great job. They got a great catering menu. Do you ever cater events? Like, you ever get an event catered?
No.
Why?
Look at me. Come on. Who do you think you're talking to? But you know what? When I go there, I can eat a lot.
What do you eat?
I eat a lot.
What do you eat?
Everything. I'll eat anything. I don't care.
No, but I'm saying, what do you eat at Midtown? Like, what would be your go-to dish?
The last time I went, I had some sort of pasta with some cream sauce, and it was just amazing. And
what,
then there was,
what
a
was
ton
the protein?
Of
did they have shrimp?
I don't know. It was something in the bowl.
Yeah, okay.
There's some kind of meat in the bowl. Yeah. I mean, got to be meat.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's not meat, it's not a meal.
Nah, I'm with you.
But I eat a lot, okay? And when I go there, I always end up being full.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not? How can you not? Midtown Pizza Kitchen's amazing. There's two locations. The High Point Shopping Center up in Prattville, the Zelda Place location, right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. So get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. Next time you do have an event and you need to cater it, Midtown Pizza Kitchen catering menu is incredible.
Most def.
It is extensive. It is extensive. He's quoting The Wire over here. Most def.
Most def, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Dave's drawing up the music today.
Toby Keith has such a rich voice.
He does. I remember when Toby Keith wasn't like a gimmick, but he sang real songs. Now it's all gimmicky stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I love this bar and Red, White, and Blue, but should have been a cowboy?
10, 15 years ago.
Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Should have been a cowboy. Makes you want to go buy some Copenhagen, put on some cowboy boots, get you a hat, and just take off for the West on a damn horse. I'd get about 2 miles outside of town and be like, what have I done? But when Toby Keith is singing about it, that's all
good
I can
idea.
Think about. We'll be back.
Live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's food, fun, and fireworks as the City of Montgomery presents the Independence Day Celebration at Blount Cultural Park on July 3rd. Gates open at 6 p.m. Sponsored by Wind Creek Casino, Bama Budweiser, Larry Bucket Chevrolet, and WSFA. Enjoy live music by Cam & Company, kids activities, food vendors, Budweiser Beer Garden, and fireworks at dusk. Admission is free and you are encouraged to bring chairs and blankets. Enjoy all this family fun and grab the best seat in town for the grand fireworks display on July 3rd at Blount Cultural Park. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From the cities.
UK in the USA. Yeah. What a great song. We are talking in the USA. Does that count?
Yeah, talking, rocking.
We're kind of rocking 35 seconds at a time in between segments.
Well,
better than no seconds.
That's a good point. I've not yet considered that it is actually better than no seconds. You man stole my next story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't have them lined up in order.
Okay, well, trade me the
No. You steal that story. I don't want to cover that one anyway.
Yeah.
Our number 272-9228. Seth Spotlow joins us. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you for the duration. Wetumpka has purchased the old Wells Fargo building for a new police station. You might ask yourself, self, why is Baron covering the purchase of a new police station?
Because the old one is okay.
Well, I don't care. I don't care about that. I have a deeper story here.
Okay.
A lot of people in the audience know where I'm going with this. Wetumpka is a city of 6,528 people lying in the heart of Elmore County. 6,528 people.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor of Pike Road the other day was bragging that Pike Road should have in excess of 10,000 people when the 2020 census comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Wetumpka just had to buy a new headquarters for their police department. You know where Pike Road's police department's headquarters?
Sheriff's office.
In hell. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. You'll notice all that beautiful retail development in Wetumpka up and down 231. Walmart. Because retailers will come to a city with police protection. They will not come to a city without police protection. I don't give a damn how many people you have. Because the sheriffs, while Derek Cunningham and Chief Murphy are very polite to provide, on a handshake agreement, units in the Pike Road area, there's no requirement that they do so. There's no requirement that they do so. And if you're going to open a $10 million business in Pike Road, and you can't be guaranteed that the sheriffs will respond to an emergency at your place, and you can't even be guaranteed that the sheriffs will be near your place. They might be 20 miles away in the south part of the county at a domestic violence incident that got out of control. Are you going to build a place and come to Pike Road?
No.
I'm not either. Nor will they. Nor will they. So Pike Road will continue to suck wind until they get a new business model, which is going to begin and end with a police department. The city council approved a $500,000 payment for the property, which appraised at $1.5 million, by the way, according to Mayor Gary Willis, who always looks great. Got a great coif.
Great what?
Coif.
What is that?
Hair.
Like,
oh.
You have a great coif.
No, my coif is falling out. I got a trail of coif on the way up the steps.
You've got that 84 coif.
My coif's a little better than 84.
Yeah, that's true. Dave has a great head of hair.
He really
thank
does.
Thank you. Thank you.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
36?
Yeah.
Oh, you're 41?
Yeah. For the next...
For the next week?
Next 24 days.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think your birthday and my dad's birthday is the same day.
Something like that.
July 28th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See? Saving the world here.
Woo!
Saving the world here. Anyway, I bring this up just to shame the city of Pike Road. I live out there. It's a great place to live. But we will never be anything real.
They'll get there.
10,000 people couldn't get them there.
Wetumpka
has a paid fire department and a police department. We have volunteer fire department and no police department. No police department. Out in Pike Road.
Mm.
The PR. The PR. Alaska did the greatest thing I've ever heard. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy was told by the Supreme Court of Alaska the state must finance all abortion services in Alaska. If you want an abortion in Alaska, the state has to pay for it. You go to Alaska, get an abortion, doesn't cost you a dime. Dunleavy didn't want to do that. Governor Dunleavy didn't want to do that. Not Mike Dunleavy, the coach. Not Mike Dunleavy Jr., the basketball player. But Mike Dunleavy, the governor. Different Mike Dunleavy. He didn't want to do that. The legislature didn't want to do that. So he has taken out of the Supreme Court budget the amount of the cost of the abortions for the last 12 months. So the Supreme Court only had like $1 million-something budget. Now they have $334,700 less because he made the Supreme Court pay for the abortion services, which is phenomenal, by the way. That is a total bonkers move, and I'm glad he pulled it off. So congratulations, Dunleavy. And whether or not you like abortion, you should be cool with that. because that's an alpha move right there.
Right.
I don't know if I can find a studio version of this song, dude. Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. Our number 272-9228. Last bit of economic news before we move on to, well, not the last bit of economic news. Trump has slapped a 400% tariff on Vietnamese steel, basically putting them out of
Chinese
business.
Steel?
Yeah, exactly. Basically putting them out of business. I also have announcements, speaking of China, 400% tariff on steel.
That's a lot.
That steel will never make its way to the United States. You could have done a 50% tariff and it wouldn't have made it to the United States.
Probably a good thing. I mean, it's probably bendy.
Probably what?
Bendy.
Bendy?
Yeah, crappy metal.
Like rubbery?
Yeah.
Like they don't actually put real steel in there?
Just saying.
It's like aluminum and nickel and we put some styrofoam.
A little bit of copper. Here's some brass.
We put some styrofoam and some rubber bands. We had some leftover foil from Chinese last night. We put that in there. That comes on news that Hewlett-Packard, Dell, and Amazon have all joined a manufacturing exodus leaving China. I'm telling you, this trade war is having an effect, and it is Donald Trump's to win. There's a massive exodus going out of the Red Star over there and making its way over to freedom-loving countries. A half dozen Apple suppliers, notably Foxconn, Nintendo, Sony and others are threatening to leave China for good. HP and Dell have now left, the number one and number three laptop manufacturers. They're combined 40% of the world's market share of laptops. They're going to shift 30% of their production outside of China to avoid the tariffs. It's big stuff. Big stuff going on.
I heard about Nintendo leaving. I heard that's a big deal.
I thought Nintendo was Japanese.
It is.
When did they start getting along?
When manufacturing was cheap, you know.
But, I mean, aren't they supposed to not like each other or something?
Money talks.
Now, wasn't there a whole World War II thing where Shanghai was occupied and all that?
Well, there was a lot of stuff before that, too.
You ever seen Empire of the Rising Sun?
Mm-hmm.
That was, what's the guy's name?
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. Great movie.
It's a good movie.
John Malkovich's in it. John Malkovich is probably the most underrated actor of his generation, in my opinion. He's never been a role that I didn't buy.
Now, that's true.
And other people have.
And he plays Teddy KGB, so.
Well, that's one movie.
Still, one of the great...
one low-rated B-movie.
Okay. What?
Being John Malkovich.
Oh, it's a phenomenal.
Movie. Yeah.
Isn't it Malkovich?
Vic.
You guys keep saying
Malkovich.
It's Malkovich.
Malkovich, whatever.